Well, let's spend a little time with this MRSA staph infection. Just tell me your take on it.
Well, the whole concept of bioterrorism with a program like yours takes on a whole new meaning, and I don't mean that to undermine my love for you, your credibility, the manner in which you serve the public, but I'm going to share a different perspective.
Sure.
Completely, and I heard what you said about me not holding back, so I'm going to be true to your word, and I'm going to share with you what's really on my heart and my mind about this thing. The concept of bioterrorism is expanded in this particular sense to what we're witnessing on this program. You've just heard from Dr. Phil Tierno with regard to what the mainstream concerns are, and you're not going to hear that from me. You're going to hear from me a completely different perspective, and that's consistent with what's called the Hegelian dialectic. You present a thesis, you follow it by something completely different, and as a result, you get synthesis. So thesis, antithesis causes synthesis, or the mass confusion. People don't know what to believe, and they virtually tune out. Turn back into television or entertainment or drugs,
mm-hmm.
alcohol, et cetera. And ultimately, the same old, perpetual, in this particular case, genocide. I like to call this particular topic iatrogenocide. That's physician-induced illness, as well as the mass killing and enslaving of people to drugs. And in this case, it fits the bioterrorism genre of experiences, because what we're really talking about here for the last, I listened, and I love Howard Lyman too, and I agree with everything Howard Lyman says. He's a great guy. But in terms of the presentation that you heard from Dr. Tierno, I cannot agree on the whole issue with regard to what is taking place in this regard is fear, and it is a financial agenda. And I'm going to share with you some basic, simple documentation that you can get off the internet with regard to who's making the money. You've got to always ask the question. And in this particular case with MRSA, it's nothing new. It is essentially another fright campaign. At the center of it is Baylor College of Medicine and their work. You heard Dr. Tierno said that the very most expensive of all the antibiotics that is able to treat this particular mm-hmm. new germ, supposedly, is lenalidomide. And this is a license by Baylor College of Medicine that if you begin to dig, you'll find an astonishing assortment of virtual atrocities committed by Baylor College of Medicine under the guise of public health and medical science. And we could go into those if you like.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this first line. The staph infection itself, you know, people are coming down with something, right?
There is something. But again, to state that it's this particular germ, when you could isolate virtually thousands of germs from somebody's skin, and then when you present this particular agent in a culture and then state it's because the person failed to wash their hands, that I believe the quote was 80% of the diseases could be simply prevented by hand washing. Well, I could say the same thing about pH of 8 drinking water. If people would drink pH of 8 drinking water, 80%, probably 100% of the diseases that we currently have would disappear. So the concept, and again, the thesis that was advanced was a very interesting thesis about how MRSA apparently or allegedly evolved, because in the 60s there was clearly abuse of antibiotics. I think the data is accurate that he shared. There's an absolute ridiculous abuse of antibiotics for virtually viral infections, and so antibiotics have no appropriate reason to be given for a viral infection. Physicians, you come in with anything, they give you an antibiotic script. And so that's very true. As a result of that, yes, indeed, there's a whole mutational effect that's taking place, but that doesn't focus on the big picture. The big picture is what's going on in your body and what is causing your body to become a breeding ground and or even your skin to be susceptible to these types of infections.
So basically the body is weaker for some things I'm sure you'll tell us about tonight.
Right, exactly. I mean, there's so much, I'm in agreement with regard to the hand washing, but there's so much more that a person can do rather than go into fear. And here is the biggest neglected danger and the risk of all of this. Number one is not only are you pinning the tail on the donkey, really where the ass is, you know, where the government-related and funded, literally grant is going from National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases to Baylor College of Medicine and their licensing to pharmaceutical companies, the premier drugs to treat this hyped plague, this MRSA hyped plague, and that beyond that you're looking at a whole other issue of lacking prevention and, worst of all, phobia induction. You've got masses of people listening to your show. Do you have any clue? I'm sure you do. You must, George. How many people take very seriously what your guests say?
A lot, millions.
Right. So tonight I can say that Dr. Tiano has done a tremendous job creating probably, if we know for certain, here's a statistic, that between 5 and 15%, and this is conservative, of the United States public suffers from phobia and phobic types of behaviors. And this type of programming does a very great job in inducing these types of fears. And I'm already meeting people who are changing their behavior. That is, I have a colleague right down the street from here that won't even shake anybody's hands anymore. He literally refuses to shake people's hands. You talked about towels, ways of transmitting these infectious diseases, this horrible new plague that you can't even see. If you have a little tiny little cut in your skin, it's a possibility that you're going to get infected and die. This was the message. It is a fear message, and it does an extreme disservice to the public.
So you don't believe that this one, because we've talked about other plagues and afflictions that have been created, and we'll get into that a little bit later on tonight. Definitely we have to talk about the avian flu. You don't believe that this situation, MRSA, is as bad as some of the doctors are saying. However, they haven't really gone public with it yet, Leonard. That's what I'm confused about. They haven't exploited it yet.
Well, it's being exploited because it's captured your attention.
Well, yes, it has.
You read the press releases that I'm looking at in front of me. Quote, new type of antibiotic tackles hard-to-treat pediatric infections. Another one, broad-spectrum peptide inhibitor B-lactamase identified using peptide array from Baylor College of Medicine. And again, when you read these things, what you realize is who's funding it, and now you've got National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases granting the Baylor College of Medicine group, which we're going to talk about who they are and what they're about, and you're going to be nauseated, folks, when you hear what these people that have been perpetrating this fright, literally, and what, again, it's best described as a psychological operation for non-lethal warfare to intoxicate the public, get them to take all these drugs, manipulate the population so that the pharmaceuticals sales go up, and that's a standard genocide. Genocide defined in Webster's is the mass killing or enslaving of people. People are frightened to death. That's a form, a subtle form of behavioral manipulation, and that's a subtle form of enslavement. And then when you begin to piece in the pharmaceutical aspects and the cost, I mean, we're talking billions of dollars here.